This year's Oscar nominations for Best Costume range from an extravagant swan headdress to a Civil War-era suit and top hat. There's not a common thread that runs through these costume choices, but fashion designer Nick Varios says that this year's nominations are strong candidates because they can tell a story on their own.
You want to tell a story through the costume. You may not know who just walked in, but you sure as heck can judge that this is somebody important, for example, especially this cloak, as you say, this coat worn by Charlize Theron as Ravina, and you can see that this one's a diva. You know, this is no simpleton. Ravina's character is not a wallflower. She commands the room.
The rooster-feathered cloak worn by Theron in Snow White and the Huntsman mirrors the fantastical qualities found in other fairy tale film nominees, like Mirror Mirror. But theatrics is not the defining criteria for a nomination. The Academy gave a nod to several other nominees for historical accuracy, including Anna Karenina, Les Miserables, and Lincoln.
It gets a nomination because of the fact that it's historically correct. And the costumes are so important to the film. We have visions of what Lincoln looked like. So you better bring on that top hat. You better bring on that long coat that makes him even look longer.
And the Academy has rewarded accuracy many times before. But Vario says the final selection could go either way.
Either fantasy will be picked or historical correctness, as in Lincoln, you know, would be picked. So it'll be very interesting. He'll get the nod this year for the best costume design.
It's probably best the Academy makes this decision. How do you pick between a rooster cloak and a swan hat anyways? Jerome Campbell, Annenberg Radio News.